Hey, welcome to the conversation. This is Andy Mason, and I'm actually right now in my truck. It's okay, it's hands-free. You are sitting in the visor of my truck as I am driving back from Sacramento Airport home. I've been a couple of days in New York with some friends and some key connections there, and then I was in Destin, Florida. I've got a friend there. He leads a group called Business Empowered. His name's Mel Ponder, and I get to spend time with him and his wife. Had a couple of guys with me, Tommy Duchel from Zimbabwe, and Nathan Slafter from all the way from Reading via New York. A couple of guys with me, but we did a one-day heaven of business kind of event there. Then got to go fishing on Sunday morning, which was awesome, before a service we had in the afternoon. And it's kind of funny, I think I'm learning patience. That's what means when you sit there and nothing happens. It's like, I don't know if there's any other way to learn patience than by things not happening at the time or timing that you want. So that was one. And then what we did catch, we believe we caught some groper, but then the groper got chomped by something much, much bigger, as in shark. So we ended up catching a couple of 5 to 6 foot long sharks and bring them alongside of the boat, and then have to let them go because it's not, I understand, very safe to bring a shark onto a boat. So that was a little bit about my weekend. It was a crazy, wonderful time, and I'm learning a lot around margin and the importance of that, building that in when I travel so that I've got time for these connections outside of the event. So for example, I've got a paid event where I am being paid to speak or do something, but then around about that, building more time into those events so that I can have time to connect, because there's something that goes on in these connections with people that is just priceless, that you could never ever work out otherwise. So I want to talk to you. One of these things that's popping up in me right now and has popped up in people around me is ask. Why don't you ask? Why don't you ask for help? Why don't you ask for resources? There's an ancient text in the Bible, in the book of James, that says the reason you have not is because you ask not, and then when you do ask, you don't get what you want because you're asking out of line. And so I'm learning some things around this personally and some stories around me, and I also think this applies to what I've just experienced over the weekend, that I could have been traveling and speaking. I've been doing that for years, and I've always been in and out because I want to get back as fast as I can for family. And the reality is there's so much more productive that has happened with that one extra day to unpack, to learn, to connect, to strategize, to follow up a key connection, that I've been missing out on those for 10 years. And if I create that space, and the way that you do that is just by asking, hey, I want to meet with you. Hey, I think it would be really valuable for us to spend some time to strategize where your organization is heading and where ours is heading, and let's see if there's some collaboration. So the whole importance of asking. So back up a little bit. Why haven't I asked? Well, I didn't realize I wasn't. And you might be listening right now and you're thinking, well, this doesn't really apply to me. Well, just get into a situation where you cannot do this on your own ability. And you might be in that now. Otherwise, you're probably comfortable. And it's time for you to get into something where you do need to rely on, reach out, stretch out beyond your comfort zone or current circle, so that you do connect with people. But in doing that, you're going to have to ask. So we've been through this crazy house journey in the last 12 months, actually 11 years, but it's really come to a culmination in the last 12 months. I know Janine mentioned that to you in a previous episode, but one of the things is we needed to come up with some cash to close on a house deal. And if you know anything about me, I was feeding myself on testimonies. We had this word from God about how it's going to work. All of these different things, and nothing's happening. And or I'd actually bump into another testimony, and then another testimony. And I'd be praying, God, are we crazy? Should I walk away from this house deal? Nothing. And we're heading for a situation where if we don't come up with the funds, we would lose our $80,000 non-refundable deposit. And I'm like, God, but you said you're speaking to me on a daily basis. I'm walking with what you've given me to walk in, and I don't understand. How come this is not working? And I'd go back to him the next day, and he'd give me another really clear word of, trust me, keep walking, this is yours. But there's no cash. So we track down, and we've got a deadline approaching. Deadline is July. So I think it was May, or it might even have been early June. And Janine and I are talking, saying we need something to happen fast, because if we're not going to exercise on this option to purchase the property, yes, we'd lose that, but I've got an obligation to, out of honor, to represent God to this owner. You know, I need to let him know if this is not going to happen, he's going to need to put it on the market. There's all these other things that play out. So I need to actually come up with a plan. So I remember meeting with a friend of mine. His name is Tony Stoltzfus. We've actually got a non-profit. It's called the Hope Directive, and he's on the board. And I'm meeting with Tony, and he's also a outstanding life coach. And we're talking away, and he just asked me this question: what's happening with your house? And I said, nothing. All the business deals that I thought may have played into it have been delayed or deferred or gone pear-shaped. And he said, So what are you doing? I said, I'm praying, I'm stewarding testimonies, this is what God's been saying. And he said, but what do you expect? God just dropping money down from the sky? And I kind of looked there sheepishly, thinking, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what else to do. And he said, why have you not asked? You've got this network of business people around the world that trust you, that you're connected with. Do any of them know what you're walking through? And I started to feel a bit embarrassed and said, actually, no, they don't. I said, why have you not asked them? I said, because... And I suddenly get kind of faced with me. I've avoided asking. And there's all of these reasons why. And when I'm faced with that, I realize, I'm afraid of asking, because if I ask, then that's kind of admitting failure. I couldn't do it in my own ability. So that's number one. And number two, I'm afraid of asking because I don't want to lose connection with these people. I don't want them to ever think that my connection with them is about money or resources. And then I'm afraid of asking because I feel ashamed, or there's a whole heap of other things that unpacked. And I realized, oh my gosh, if nothing else, I need to let people know where we're at. And so Tony led me through this simple exercise. Why don't you ask Holy Spirit, who should I ask? And how could I go about presenting our situation to them in a way that's not controlling or manipulating them to do anything, but just letting them know, this is the situation, this is what we're going through. Do you have any advice? This is what we could do financially as a straight business deal. In terms of, if you're in the position to loan us some money, this is the terms and conditions we could offer you. So I left that, spent some time with God, processed that, and worked it out, and came up with, okay, here's my situation, here's what we need, here's why we need that, here's the process, here's my fallback position if nothing happens, here's the security, here's the interest rate we'd be prepared to offer. And then I pray, and I get maybe half a dozen different names of people to ask. And we go through this process. Well, I was terrified of asking for those reasons that I've just said. And I prayed into it and thought through a way to ask. Well, every single one of those people that I reached out and had a conversation with, it was the complete opposite of my fears. Not only did these people, they didn't disconnect at all, the relationship actually got deeper, because I was vulnerable and shared what I needed in a way that was not controlling or manipulating. It was actually a genuine, truth-telling conversation of, this is where we're at, this is why we're in this position. And it was amazing. My fears were not realized, but actually the opposite became true. But not only that, we got through to the sixth call over about a 3-week period. And one of the people I spoke to heard from God themselves that they were going, that they were to lend us the money, or a proportion of the money that enabled us to get into a house. What's the point? If I had never asked, we would never be in the position today that enabled us to get into our dream house in a deal that is unbelievable. And I'm just astounded. It's also made me think, where else am I not asking? Where else am I avoiding asking because of fear, or because I'm relying on my own ability, because that's the thing you do when you're in New Zealand and you're a pioneer and you're an entrepreneur or whatever title that you've got. It's the manly thing to do, or whatever other title that you've placed on that. What if the very thing that you need is sitting at your feet right now, and the reason you don't have it is because you're not asking? I mean, here's another situation. About 5 years ago, my wife and I were sitting with a businessman in New Zealand, and we were doing some strategy with him about his situation, his life, and he talked through, this is what I'm doing, this is where my business is going, these are all the things happening, and here's my family, and there's the business, and he carried on with the business. And my wife looked straight at him and said, help me understand. Looks really, really clearly you've got all these business things that are growing huge and expanding here, and they're about to explode another whole level, but your family's this tiny thing. You only touched on it and you seem to just skip over it. What's going on there? This one question that she asked, the question that so many people would avoid asking because they think that that's off the table, or that's the elephant in the room that you don't talk about. But she asked the courageous question. Next thing that leads into this conversation of, effectively, he's got siloed success, where he feels successful in one area in his business, powerful, but at home he feels like an absolute failure. And that drives him into the areas where he feels even more successful, which is out in his business. But the reality is, if he continues to partner with that belief and partner with that behavior, will actually further separate and undermine the very thing that he loves the most, which is family. And so my wife got to have a phenomenal conversation that ended up with him saying, you know what, I would love to spend a weekend, like a vacation, my family with you too, and get to just see the way that you do life and how you do this together. Because I've had business people and couples and ministry leaders sitting here with me before, and some of them have asked me the exact same questions, but none of them have been living this thing out authentically. And I see that in you. What would it take to spend a weekend with you guys on vacation? And I kind of blew it off, or not really sure what to do with it. And he said, I'll pay for that. And I'm like, I kind of laughed, because I didn't really believe that I was worthy or valuable, or didn't know what we could even do, or felt awkward. Rather than just simply asking him the question, well, what would you be prepared to pay? You know, what if the very dream in my heart to take my kids to Hawaii for a vacation, what if that very solution is sitting in my hand from 5 years ago of somebody that wants to pay to spend a weekend with my wife and I and just see the way that we do life? What if that actually paid for the family vacation? What if some of the breakthrough that I've been praying and praying and praying for is actually sitting in my hand, or sitting at my feet? But the one thing I've got to do is ask. And I've been actively praying, but passively working, as in I haven't been. I've been praying for God to do something, and He's been waiting for me to do something. And that one thing is actually let people know your situation. Be authentic, be vulnerable. Take responsibility for where you're at and what you're doing and what got you into the situation you're in now. But actually reveal yourself to the people around you, especially those that are already walking with you. Because if they're a friend, and you're walking through a situation that they could help you with, and you don't tell them, and then they find out about that 6 months from now, they will not feel like that you behaved like a friend. you were the one that disconnected, not them. So give them that opportunity. All it will do, I guarantee, is either reveal to you that the people that you think are friends are not really friends, or it'll take a friend or relationship that you have to a whole nother level. But you're going to have to get rid of some of the fears and the lies that's stopping you. Whether that's isolation and you've got to prove yourself and do it on your own. Yeah, that's really dumb. That's the fastest way to build something small. Do it by yourself. But if you're going to do something great, something significant, something that's worthy of giving your life to, you will need people to help you. And if you've built authentically, then that's the way to go after it. So I want to encourage you in that. For me personally, I'm going to be working on asking more. I'm asking at a point where it's awkward. It feels uncomfortable for me, but I know that it's so valuable and I'm learning so much in the process. And I just want to pray the same for you. So if this has been valuable to you and you want to go deeper with us, one of the things that we are doing is we're building out a weekend where we can take people deeper with us. It's obviously not the Hawaii thing that I talked about in this episode, but it is something we're putting together for a weekend with a limited number of people. If you want to know more about that, jump onto authenticlife.build. That's a website that's linked to us, and you can find out more there. So thanks for joining the conversation.